Welcome to your horoscopes, advice, and local TV listings from today's Richmond Times-Dispatch and TVPassport.com. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Arian Ballou. We'll begin with today's horoscopes, Your Daily Astrology by Nancy Black. Today's birthday, April 24th, 2024. Grow into leadership this year. Strengthen bonds between friends with regular reconnection. Summer reflection uncovers new options and plans. Team participation earns valuable rewards this autumn. Adapt around winter physical challenges before fun evolves into romance next spring. Go for what you truly want. To get the advantage, check the day's rating. 10 is the easiest day, 0 the most challenging. Aries, March 21st to April 19th. Today is a 9. Your disciplined efforts are paying off. Harvest sweet fruits from seeds earlier planted. Collaborate to realize shared dreams. Pull together with your partner. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. Today is a 9. Collaboration and romance spark anew. Benefit from dedicated efforts. Reinforce basic support structures. Share support for common dreams. Stand for each other. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. Today is a 9. Practice your moves. Disciplined actions build strength, ease, and endurance. Balance a busy work schedule with fresh air, exercise, good food, and rest. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. Today is a 9. Creative dreams come true with steady action. Practice your skills and talents. You're building foundational support. Develop a passionate obsession into new beauty. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. Today is an 8. Dreamy domestic renovations unfold to fulfill creative visions. Physical action gets results. Clean, declutter, and give stuff away. Follow the plan. Collaborate with family. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd. Today is a 9. Keep your objective in mind. Disciplined communications advance your cause. Implement plans to fulfill a creative dream. Review and edit carefully. Find solutions in conversation. Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd. Today is a 9. Disciplined efforts reward with extra gold. Pour on the steam. You're building for a dream. Nail your marks and deadlines. Enjoy and celebrate results. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st. Today is a 9. Your self-discipline is paying off. Advance a personal dream with an energized push. Keep doing what's working. Stretch for more and get it. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. Today is a 7. You can get especially productive behind closed doors. Peaceful privacy suits you. Take time to dream and plot. Imagine perfection. What would it take? Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th. Today is a 9. Friendships deepen and mellow like fine wine. Discuss dreams, visions, and crazy ideas. Align your forces for common good. Stand for each other. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th. Today is a 9. Fulfill a professional dream with steady, disciplined steps. Imagine the prize is already won, and notice what came before to chart your course backwards. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. Today is an 8. Learn from a master. Gain skills faster with expert support. You're building for a dream. Put in disciplined work behind the scenes for later glory. That's all for today's horoscopes. Now I'll turn to the advice columns, beginning with Dr. Keith Roach and his column, To Your Good Health. The title, Jardiance Prescription Comes with Too Many Urinary Issues. Dear Dr. Roach, I am a 64-year-old male, and my A1C level has been averaging around 7.4% for a number of years. I was diagnosed diabetic at age 54. My doctor has been trying several combinations of drugs over the last couple of years to get my A1C below 7%. I currently am maxed out on 25 milligrams of Jardiance, 2,000 milligrams of Metformin ER, and 14 milligrams of Ribelsis. However, I have many side effects related to urinary issues associated with Jardiance, and I am quite miserable. My general question is, with these three drugs, is there any way to tell which one is helping the most versus the least? If Jardiance is only helping 25%, and the other two are helping 75%, then I would discontinue Jardiance and figure out another way to lower my A1C. Or I would only take Metformin and Ribelsis and see what happens with my next A1C. From R. Answer. In any given person, it can be hard to predict which medicine will be the most effective, so the general rules I give might not correlate with how your body might respond or with what your doctor has found. Metformin, which works by reducing the amount of sugar that the liver makes, is usually the first-line medicine used for people with diabetes, and it is expected to lower the A1C level by 1 to 2 percentage points. You are on the maximum dose. Jardiance works by forcing your body to excrete glucose through the kidney, so bladder infections are possible. Increased urination is also very common. It is expected to lower the A1C level by about 0.5 to 0.7 percentage points. However, it has been shown to reduce heart disease risk in people with known blockages in their hearts, and also protects the kidneys in people with diabetic kidney disease. It helps with weight loss as well. Ribelsis also reduces heart disease risk and helps with weight loss. It can reduce the A1C by 0.5 to 2 percentage points, depending on the dose and whether it is given by mouth, Ribelsis, or injection, Ozempic. Based on the averages in the overall population with diabetes, Jardiance is likely to have the least effect on your A1C out of the three medicines you were taking. My guess would be that 85% of your benefit is coming from Ribelsis and Metformin. However, Jardiance could be helping your heart and kidneys more than expected, based on the predicted A1C change. When you talk to your doctor, be sure to explain that the urinary symptoms are really affecting your quality of life. I'm sure that your doctor wants the best outcome for you in managing your diabetes and reducing your risk of heart and kidney problems. Although there are several other classes of medicines that you could try if you were to stop Jardiance, many people can reduce their overall need for medication by working on their diet and exercise. You can also benefit from taking a careful look at any other medicines you might be taking, some of which promote weight gain and higher sugar levels. A visit with a diabetes educator and a registered dietitian might make a bigger beneficial difference in your A1C than what you could lose by not taking Jardiance. Dr. Roach regrets that he is unable to answer individual letters, but we'll incorporate them in the column whenever possible. Readers may email questions to yourgoodhealth@med.cornell.edu or send mail to 628 Virginia Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32803. That's all of today's advice from Dr. Keith Roach. Next is Amy Dickinson's advice column, Ask Amy. The title, Parents Worried About Son's Unemployment Status. Dear Amy, I'm a 45-year-old woman, married to my wife for 5 years. My issue is my 21-year-old son, who lives with us. He's a good kid, but he's now unemployed for 4 months, and spends his days playing video games. My son is book smart and had a full ride to a prestigious university, but only stayed for a year and a half. He's always done very well in school, but he's lazy. I'm always trying to get my ex-husband to motivate him. My wife and I have never lived alone our entire marriage, and she's getting frustrated. My wife has no children and feels like it's time to get mine out of our home. It's putting such a strain on me, as I feel like I have to choose my wife or my son. Honestly, I'm torn, and now they are starting to argue more with each other. Please help. From Torn in Wisconsin. Dear Torn, your unemployed adult son living at home is not your issue. Overall, this is everyone's issue, but mainly it is his. And his main task right now should be to solve his own problem. Don't count on his father to motivate him. He is not living in his father's house. You and your wife should approach this as equal partners in your household, and you should present a united strategy for how to parent him into adulthood. The unemployment rate right now in Wisconsin is a very low 3%. Your son does not need another special opportunity put in his lap due to how smart he is. He squanders those opportunities because he knows he can. He needs to get a job. At a fast food drive-thru, a landscaping crew, the Walmart warehouse, or wherever he can get hired. Working a full day will give him a skill set, some money in his pocket, and self-esteem. I would cut the wireless at your house during the day, stop paying for his cell phone, and offer him only a roof over his head and nourishment until he can afford other housing. I know this is tough, but your marriage is on the line, and so is his future. Many parents have dealt with this issue by offering their adult children the option of working full-time or of joining a branch of the military, which, given your son's interests, might actually be a very good fit for him. Dear Amy, my sister will graduate with her PhD out of state this summer. My wife and I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. Bringing the whole family would be too much for the 1-year-old to handle. I'd like to bring our older child, who is close with the graduating aunt. My wife doesn't support the older child going with me, because she wants to be there for the child's first airplane flight. Should we go as a family, despite the headaches that will come from flying with a baby, or should I go solo? From Harried Husband. I have to admit that as someone who has flown a lot with my daughter when she was a baby and a toddler, and subsequently with many other children of varying ages, I don't see flying with a 3-year-old as being the important and unmissable milestone your wife seems to perceive it to be. If the trip to your sister's graduation is a direct flight of 3 hours or less, I would take the whole gang. If the trip requires a complicated connection, I would suggest you go solo. You can email Amy Dickinson at askamy@amydickinson.com. That concludes the advice columnists. I'll close with this evening's local TV listings from TVPassport.com. On Channel 6, WTVR, the CBS affiliate. At 7 p.m. is Entertainment Tonight. At 7:30, CBS 6 News. At 8 p.m. is Survivor, the episode Spicy Jeff. At 9:30 is The Amazing Race, the episode Walk and Chew Gum, Baby. Those were tonight's local TV listings for Channel 6, WTVR, CBS. And on Channel 8, WRIC, the ABC affiliate. At 7 p.m. is Wheel of Fortune. At 7:30, Jeopardy. At 8 p.m. is The Conners, the episode Manifesting, Marriage Testing, and Cheeseballs. At 8:30 is Not Dead Yet. At 9:30 is The $100,000 Pyramid. And at 10 p.m., The $100,000 Pyramid continues. Those were tonight's local TV listings for Channel 8, WRIC, ABC. And on Channel 12, WWBT, the NBC affiliate. At 7 p.m. is 12 on Your Side Tonight. At 8 p.m. is Chicago Med, the episode I Told Myself That I Was Done With You. At 9 p.m. is Chicago Fire, the episode Port in the Storm. At 10 p.m. is Chicago PD, the episode Survival. Those were tonight's local TV listings for Channel 12, WWBT, NBC. And on Channel 23, WCBE, the PBS affiliate. At 7 p.m. is the PBS News Hour. At 8 p.m. is Changing Planet, the episode Coral Special. At 9 p.m. is A Brief History of the Future, the episode Human. And at 10 p.m. is Nova, the episode Making North America, Life. Those were tonight's local TV listings for Channel 23, WCVE, PBS. And on Channel 35, WRLH, the Fox affiliate. At 7 p.m. is The Big Bang Theory. The episodes The Misinterpretation Agitation and The Large Hadron Collision. At 8 p.m. is The Masked Singer. At 9 p.m. is Animal Control, the episode Skunks and Swans. At 9:30 is Family Guy, the episode A Stash from the Past. And at 10 p.m. is Fox News at 10. Those were tonight's local TV listings for Channel 35, WRLH, Fox. And on Channel 57, WCVW, a PBS affiliate, at 7 p.m. is Samantha Brown's Places to Love, Portland, Oregon. At 7:30 is Joseph Rosendo's Travelscope, the episode Ireland, Following the Way of St. Patrick, Part 1. At 8 p.m. is Call the Midwife. At 9 p.m. is Mr. Bates vs. the Post Office on Masterpiece. And at 10 p.m. is Death in Paradise, the episode Murdering Lyrical. Those were tonight's local TV listings for Channel 57, WCVW, PBS. And on Channel 65, WUPV, the CW affiliate. At 7 p.m. is 12 on Your Side Tonight. At 7:30 is Last Man Standing, the episode Dreams vs. Reality. At 8 p.m. is Walker, the episode Insane BS and Bloodshed. At 9 p.m. is Sight Unseen, the episode Mia. And at 10 p.m. is Seinfeld, the episodes The Rye and The Glasses. Those were tonight's local TV listings for Channel 65, WUPV, CW. And that concludes tonight's local TV listings from the Richmond Times-Dispatch and TVPassport.com. I'm Aryan Ballou for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.